The Arizona Department of Public Safety is closing its only dispatch center north of Phoenix, one of three in the state. The Northern Communications Center covers calls from six counties across northern Arizona that cover more than 70% of the state, according to the Arizona Daily Sun. Its closure is raising concern among dispatchers, who told reporter Scott Buffen they were surprised by the announcement of the closure. And Buffen joins me now. So, Scott, what could the impact of closing this dispatch center be?
If you talk to dispatchers, they would say that the impact is going to be, it's probably going to affect a lot of people. They feel that it will impact different agencies that work in northern Arizona, that it'll affect the public who attempt to reach out to DPS whenever they're responding to things on the highway, and then it will likely also affect troopers that are going to be working in northern Arizona and depend on dispatchers to provide information and things like resources.
Right. Let's take a quick step back and just have you explain for us exactly what a dispatch center does here. I mean, we know that DPS has officers all over the highways in the state. What does the dispatch center do?
So the dispatch center holds all the dispatchers who are responding to calls, giving resources to troopers, looking at the area where a crime might be happening. They're the ones that are really taking a step back and making sure that all of the different pieces on the board are moving the way that they should be.
Right. Okay. So tell me, what does DPS say about this? I know you spoke with their spokesperson, Bart Graves. Why does he say that they're doing this, and why now?
When I spoke with Bart Graves, he said that they were doing this because they've had difficulty recruiting. They allege that they've attempted to reach out through online recruiting methods and things of that nature and haven't been able to fill, for example, the 15 vacant positions that are currently at the dispatch center. You know, currently there are 15 workers and 15 vacant positions. Hmm. But when I spoke with some of these dispatchers, they were discussing how it's taken a lot of time to get people actually hired before they can even start training. The standard is 3 to 5 months, and dispatchers are saying it can, in many cases, take longer than that.
In order to get people actually trained up?
That 3 to 5 month standard is the standard they set just to get people from the interview to giving them the job. And afterwards, then they do the trainings, according to dispatchers.
The dispatchers also are telling you, right, that it takes a certain amount of local knowledge, of specific expertise of northern Arizona to do this job well. Mm-hmm. How does DPS say that they will replace this once this center's closed?
DPS has given the northern Arizona dispatchers the opportunity to transfer down to Phoenix if they would like to. I think that is one way that they're hoping to fill that local knowledge to still provide a similar level of service for northern Arizona.
But these people would have to move from Flagstaff to Phoenix?
They would have to move from Flagstaff to Phoenix, which a lot of people do not want to do. But beyond that, I believe it would have to be through training, which many dispatchers said, you know, if one dispatcher might not know the answer to a question, they say there's someone in that room who does. But it really doesn't sound like a lot of those people want to move down to Phoenix.
Hmm. So what is the plan then to move forward? I mean, the closure date of this center is not set yet by DPS.
Mm-hmm.
What's their plan of rollout here and bulking up operations in Phoenix to be able to supplement?
So basically, it sounds like their first step for this whole process, you know, because like you said, there isn't really a timeline. The first step is just to stop recruiting, which they have currently done. And then from there, it's moving the graveyard shift and swing shift onto the Phoenix dispatchers. And then as they hope people in the Northern Communications Center leave through finding another job, transferring down to Phoenix, they will slowly but surely move all of the shifts down to Phoenix. And once they don't have enough to handle a day shift, they will likely close down the communication center entirely. But it's from talking with some of these dispatchers, they definitely, and also people from the Arizona Trooper Association, it sounds like they are planning on fighting this as much as they can. I really don't think they want to lose their jobs.
Yeah. So what recourse do they have when they say they want to fight this?
I think they're just reaching out. You know, I think they're reaching out to different people in the community. I think there's a strong support for officers in the state, and I think they're hoping to take advantage of the people that likely care for the jobs and the level of service that they've already provided.
All right. Scott Buffen is a reporter for the Arizona Daily Sun. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Scott.
Awesome. I really appreciate it.